Hey guys, welcome to the Progressive Vibe Podcast. I am your host, Dodrick. Today's date is June 26, 2022. This is season 6, episode 13. And the title of this episode, Damnocracy. So on the show today, guys, we have a pretty sad, honestly surprising in a way, but not surprising. Decision handed down from the Supreme Court and overturning Roe versus Wade. So we will discuss the controversial decision by SCOTUS on today's show. But before we get into today's main show, quick programming notes. Thank you to the listeners of the Progressive Eye Podcast for showing your support to the show, giving it a thumbs up on social media, sharing and spreading the word about the Progressive Vibe Podcast, or personally donating to the show. It helps sustain future episodes, and it gives us a bigger, more broader voice to speak to the issues that matter to all of us. You, the TP Vibe listeners, make that happen, and I thank you for all that you do. The Progressive Vibe Podcast is pretty much anywhere you can listen and download your podcast. So check us out. Spread the word. We're on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, the award-winning Good Pods app. So, yes, spread the word. Check us out. Give us a thumbs up. It always helps the show. Last but not least, there are two ways to get the link that will take you to the Progressive Vibe Podcast. You can do this by following me on Twitter at @Dottie_Vibe. On my Twitter page is a direct link you can hit, and then again, it will take you to everything TP Vibe related, as well as if you want to donate to the show. If you do not have a Twitter, here's the direct address you can search. It is Linktree/TPVibe. That's Linktree/TPVibe. And on that note, guys, we are going to get into today's show. See you on the other side. Hey guys, welcome to the main show. So let's jump right into this. The conservative Supreme Court has officially reversed the expansion of rights given to women here in the United States of America. Remind you, by the same court that gave these expansions less than 50 years ago. So I want everybody to take a step back and look at the reversal that the country is taking right now, handed down by the Supreme Court. The same court that expanded rights, fundamental rights for women, less than 50 years ago, have now stripped women's reproductive rights here in this country. I just want everybody to think about that. Reversing Roe versus Wade, meaning the constitutional protected rights given to women, no longer exists here in the United States. And at least for now, it is up to the states to determine what women's reproductive rights will be. So as soon as the Supreme Court reached this decision, from my knowledge, nearly half of the states, particularly red states in this country, including mine in Alabama, plan on completely banning abortion or severely restricting it. And I want to read you a statement from the Associated Press. This is from AP News. It says the vote on this decision was 6-3 to uphold the Mississippi law. Now, if you guys didn't know what the Mississippi law was when it came to this controversial take, the Mississippi law effectively bans abortions past 15 weeks. Okay. So again, the vote on this decision was 6-3 to uphold the Mississippi law, but Chief Justice John Roberts didn't join his conservative colleagues in overturning Roe. He wrote that there was no need to overturn the broad precedents to rule in Mississippi's favor, which I agree with the conservative Chief Justice. But let's be real here. I think if it would have came down to his vote being the decider of this, he would have voted along party lines. He would have voted to strip away women's rights. Now, I am happy that he did not vote with his conservative colleagues, but to be honest, the court did not need his vote one way or another because the Supreme Court consists of conservative justices more so than liberal justices. So it was going to pass whether he voted along with them or not. I want to make this important point to everyone. This is the first time the Supreme Court is rolling back rights that have been expanded by the Supreme Court decades ago. So we're effectively moving backwards in this country, and it should alarm everyone. We are devolving as a society. Women's ability to make own decisions for their body have been stripped away from them. For all of the conservatives out here saying, oh, you know, it's no biggie, the states will decide. These anti-choice conservatives are currently working on what their next agenda is, which is ensuring the federal government codify the ban of reproductive rights, meaning the banning of women being able to make decisions for their own bodies across every state, not just southern states. They're trying to federally mandate this into law. It just always ceases to amaze me, you know, on the other hand, it just always ceases to amaze me of the absolutely incompetence, the ineptitude, the corruption of the corporate Democrats. There's no fierce pushback preventing the conservative movement from carrying out these plans. You know, it's sad stuff that we're witnessing here. And once again, the Democrats are the majority party right now. They are the majority. And what's effectively happening right now is we have the minority of this country dictating the majority's democracy. They are having the say-so over the majority's input in this country. I want to read you guys another statement here from the Associated Press News, because I thought this was very important. It says, this was the liberal justices that voted against the ban measure. Again, this is from AP News. It writes, quote, with sorrow for this court, but more for the many millions of American women who have today lost a fundamental constitutional protection, we dissent. They wrote warning that abortion opponents now could pursue a nationwide ban from the moment of conception and without exceptions for rape or incest. So once again, the liberal judges that voted against this measure are warning us that they're coming for more of your rights next. The buck just doesn't stop here. And it's just disgusting that we have people in this country that could now pursue a nationwide ban on what women do with their bodies. And again, from the moment of conception and without exceptions for rape or incest. I live in Alabama. Before it got overturned, this was a law that I'm sure now, since the Supreme Court has overruled Roe versus Wade, I'm pretty sure it's back in place now. But Alabama had this law that said, if a woman seeks abortion and a doctor goes along with the process of giving the woman an abortion, if caught, the doctor will not only lose his license, but he or she will be subjected to 99 years in prison. The mother or the lady who got the abortion would serve 25 years in prison. And the individual who raped that person would only receive 5 to 10 years in prison. This was an actual law in Alabama that's probably going to be re-advised as law since the conservative Supreme Court handed down this rule, just to show you the type of foul people we have serving in our state government here in Alabama. And I want to make one thing clear here. I want to make one thing absolutely clear here. This is not a debate or any kind of discussion about life and death. Example, when the COVID virus was raging, and it still is in some retrospects, but when the COVID virus was raging at its peak, it killed over 1 million Americans. The right wing of this country couldn't stand putting a piece of cloth over their faith temporarily to prevent the spread of a deadly virus. And once again, when I say they, I mean the right wing of this country. They argued that it was too elusive, that it was a violation of their independence, of their freedoms. These people were never sincere about wanting to protect life. They watch folks die day in and day out based on the policies that they supported, the policies that the people who they elected supported, based on their refusal to take care of the American people. I just want that to sink in to my conservative friends out there. How many people die because of poverty in this country? Since you're so concerned about protecting life, how many people needlessly die because of poverty in this country? Look how much Republicans have fought tooth and nail to cut what's left of our already abysmal social spending programs in this country that will overwhelmingly help kids facing poverty. And then they want to turn around and say, oh no, we want to control women's bodies because we care about kids' lives. They never really cared about kids' lives, guys. What this is about power, and this is about control. This is what this is about. All you have to do is take a look at the history of the anti-choice movement in this country, and you will learn it was never about protecting lives. It was all about ensuring all of these right-wing organizations, all of these religious leaders came together to force their ideology on everyone in this country. That's what's really happened. And as a nation, we are, you know, dealing with the consequences today. That's what's happening. This will obviously be worse for women in the red states. There will be women, unfortunately, die because of this. Women who desperately need an abortion won't have access to get one. And that usually leads a woman to take measures in their own hands. And it usually, that could lead to dangerous, unfortunate outcomes. That's just the reality of it. But these folks just don't care. It's a process. It's a symbol to these people. That's it. They don't care about the kid as soon as it's born. They don't. They forget about it. And they go on about their daily lives. That's what happens. And unfortunately, this is what American politics has devolved into. This is what the playbook has been for the Republican Party. And we're increasingly seeing it with the Democratic Party. The effort to avoid discussing or debating any of the fundamental bread and butter issues that has an impact on all of Americans, including my conservative friends out there. Policies have a direct impact on people's lives. Policies that curtail whether you live or die. Americans throughout the country, especially in red states like mine, getting constantly attacked by their own state government. The people who work 40 hour plus and still are not getting paid enough to pay for the basic necessities of life, including like putting a roof over their heads. The Republican Party has been incredibly effective in empowering Wall Street, in empowering private equity firms who have bought up all the real estate in this country, who price gouge all Americans in this country, whether you are a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent. That's what the Republican Party represents. All of what politics has devolved into when it comes to conservatives is owning the libs. But I want to give a news flash to those people. You're also owning yourself, because you're also getting screwed in the process. So, good job, I guess. It's just so infuriating. And this message right here is for the Democratic Party. It would be so nice to have a competent party that serves as an alternative to what the Republican Party represents currently. But it just seems that the corporate Democrats who run the Democratic Party just want to use moments like this for fundraising mechanisms. And if things don't change, they're almost sure to get destroyed in the November midterms by the Republicans. It all might be set in stone at this point, honestly. People don't think things could get worse. Just you wait and see. That's all I got to say. And I hope to God that I'm wrong. I hope that I'm wrong. I hope that we could change course. I hope that the Democrats could change course. But that's a big if. You know, and the problem is money being associated within politics, money being in politics. The Supreme Court legalized corporate donations given to politicians in 1978. And we see the awful effect that it's having within our government. Last thing before we wrap up this segment, guys, I want everyone to just ask yourselves this question. Why is it that when we have policies that the American people overwhelmingly agree on, so ruthlessly opposed by the entire ruling class of this country? The answer is because with bills that address the concerns and needs of the American people, it will show the government can actually work for ordinary people, not just caters to the rich and the corporations of this country. And last but not least, I wanted to end this segment by saying the Progressive Vibe podcast will always stand in solidarity with women's rights. When we come back, guys, we will have the social media break of the show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hey, guys, welcome back. This is the social media break of the show. If you would like to get more of me, follow me on Twitter at Dodi_Vibe. That's Dodi_Vibe. All right, let's get into this. First one here is by Mike Loves. He says, yes, I'm concerned about all the bad things that are happening in this country and around the world. Yet, I have more hope than worry. We're stronger together, and I know that as long as we keep looking out for everyone, love will win, and we will get through it together. I love that mentality, and I honestly needed to hear that. Nina Turner says on Twitter, people are fed up with the Democratic Party's complacency on every issue except fundraising. Don't give them a dime unless they act. Couldn't agree more. Nina Turner also says, abortion is healthcare. Fundraising is not legislating. Facts. Let's see. Nina Turner also says on Twitter, they're asking for donations while they're on vacation. I don't know if she meant the rhyme there, but it rhymed. But yeah, I mean, it's true though. I said on Twitter the other day, you know, all of these corporate dams emailing us about, you know, wanting to quote unquote protect Roe v. Wade, you know, they could have codified Roe v. Wade into law a long, long time ago. And they're obviously just using this as a fundraising mechanism. That's the only thing that they're doing it for. I mean, it's becoming quite obvious. Let's see. Wu-Tang is for the children, says don't like abortions, ignore them like you ignore school shootings. Let's see. Last one here. This is by AOC on Twitter. She says, let's be real. There's a whole lot of men whose lives, careers, and families have benefited from an abortion, including several, quote, pro-life GOP congressmen. Men, we need you right now. You can get through in rooms others can't. Your power matters. Speak up. This is about us all. Couldn't agree more. I want to end it on that note, guys. Thank you for joining the social media break of the show. When we come back, we will be ending out the show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Guys, welcome back from the break. That's gonna wrap up today's show, season 6, episode 13, Damocracy. And oh boy, has it been a damocracy. It's dark times we're living in, guys. But as Mike Loves said in the last segment on the social media break that we had, we have to keep hope alive. We have to support each other. We have to believe in each other. We have to help everyone, and we have to love everyone. Because at the end of the day, love, I do feel like, is the golden ticket to defeat what we're seeing right now. This theocracy overtake, if you will, within our politics. We have to continue to drive home the point that church is separate from state. We have to continue to be aware of that, to stress that point, because what we're seeing right now is an overhaul within our democratic process and women's rights in this country. And if women do not have the rights that they are entitled to have in this country, that should be a problem by all of us. We should all have a problem with that. But I want everybody to stay hopeful, trust the process. We here at the Progressive Vibe will always speak to the issues that affect us all, and I couldn't be more humble to partake in this podcast with the TP Vibe listeners. As I always say, you guys are the Progressive Vibe, and I love you guys. I truly mean that. I want everyone to have a great rest of your Sunday. Try to have a great rest of your week. We will provide more updates in the coming future. Until then, guys, I love you. Stay positive out there, stay progressive, and we'll catch you in the next one. Peace and love.